Lasers for Kitty. A rise in pet ownership leads to a wider variety of healthcare options. Ruffian, the champion show cat, reclined on a fur pillow, wearing tiny protective goggles to shield his eyes from the laser therapy being used to treat his inflamed joints. Veterinary physiotherapist Kerry Kilgannon hovered a laser wand over Ruffian's hips while using a dangling cat treat to bribe the supine feline into submission. After laser therapy, Kilgannon worked Ruffian's sore muscles in a specialty massage as soothing spa music created a zen-like atmosphere. There are no thermometers in butts at this veterinary experience. At Walking Paws Rehab in Boulder and Denver, Colorado, pets are treated to holistic and conventional rehabilitation services to help them recover from injuries. If pets need orthotics, prosthetics, or a wheelchair, Walking Paws Rehab can help. If they need diagnostic ultrasound or wound culture, Walking Paws has that covered. On the less conventional side, the rehab also offers acupuncture, whole body vibration plates, underwater treadmill therapy, exercise routines, weight loss programs, and even hot stone massages. Pet popularity. I was unsure if this concept of starting a practice focusing on diagnosing injuries and pain management and physical therapy and thinking about the patient as a whole, combining traditional medicine with holistic, was going to work out, said Danielle Nguyen, owner of Walking Paws Rehab. I was unsure if it was going to be a flop. It wasn't. It took off. Nguyen's practice, which opened in Boulder in 2016, has grown to 12 doctors with a new Denver location. The growth aligns with Americans' ever-increasing financial devotion to their animal companions. In 2013, Americans spent about $57.8 billion on pet expenditures, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS. By the end of 2021, that figure rose to $102.8 billion, a 78% increase in 8 years. According to the most recent BLS data, consumers spent more on pet-related purchases than recreational reading materials, $15.2 billion, alcohol, $73.8 billion, and women's clothing, $87.9 billion. In 2020, during the financial turmoil of the pandemic, all other entertainment spending fell 7.8%. Total expenditures declined by 2.7%. Meanwhile, pet expenditures grew 1.3%.